Beach FM, locals talking to locals.
The Transmission Gully project is a massive undertaking that is, well, a four-year project, 27 kilometres of highway, and it means that there's all sorts of people that are actually on this project, and that goes from unbelievably highly qualified and hugely experienced engineers to people who are undergraduates. Now with me is Isabel Halliday, and she is an undergraduate. G'day, Isabel.
Hello there.
An undergraduate. What are you undergraduated at?
Well, I'm an undergraduate studying at the University of Canterbury. I've come home for the summer, so I'm working up in Wellington at the moment.
So getting yourself a little bit of work experience, is that what it is, or is this for your degree?
It's a bit of both. So we have to do a 800-hour work experience as part of our degree. So working at Transmission Gully is a great opportunity to do that and get some work experience.
So why did you decide you wanted to be an engineer?
Ooh, I want to be an engineer because I like problem solving and I want to be able to have the skills to solve problems I see in the world.
And the degree that you're actually going for, what is it involving? What's it called?
So I'm studying natural resources engineering, and that's looking at, we do a bit of environmental and ecological engineering, and we also look at water, so that's wastewater treatment, stormwater treatment, environmental flows and things like that.
And of course, here on Transmission Gully, there's an awful lot of that sort of stuff to actually look at.
Yes, so I'm with the environmental team this year, and we look at controlling the water that runs through the site, and I'm making sure that's not polluting the waterways such as the Pahatahanui estuary and the Pōrua Harbour.
Okay, so you worked on the project last year. What team did you work with last year?
So I was with the quality team last year. It was a little bit last minute, so I was kind of just placed where I would fit. And with the quality team, I kind of go and confer with all the different engineers and foremen and stuff like that. So when they need someone to come along and check that they're meeting standards and stuff like that, that's when the quality engineers get called. So I just tagged along and I got to have observe a wide range of activities that were going along on site, which was really interesting. It got me a broad perspective on what the project was doing as a whole.
What's it like working on a project this big as your first one?
Well, there's just so much going on. There's always something to be looking at. There's always someone who's going on site to do some work and I can tag along and see what they're doing. And it's really interesting to see how all the bits come together. So all the pieces of work, how it's been planned. This project's got a lot of planning that's gone behind it, and it's really cool seeing how that has been put into action and how things have progressed. And especially since I was here last year and I've been gone for a year, it's interesting seeing how everything's changed, all the work that's progressed since then.
So how much longer have you got on your degree before you finished?
I've just finished my third year. I have a four-year degree, so I'll be finished at the end of next year.
And you're going to continue on doing this sort of work?
Yep.
You're not going to become an artist?
No. I think I'll stick along with this. Yeah, it's really where my passion lies.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us, Isabel, and enjoy the rest of your stay here. And when do you finish this leg of your journey?
I'll be finishing up at Transmission Gully when university starts again next year, so I'll be in February. So I need to get back to Christchurch first for that.
Fantastic stuff. The very best of luck for the rest of your degree.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Isabel Halliday working with the environmental team here on Transmission Gully. And I'm Crispy for the very best little radio station around, Beach FM 106.3.
106.3 Beach FM.